Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiya, John. Yeah, sure. Have to be happy. The win like that, yeah. Good performance. Good win, yeah.
So, like, I jumped out of there. They have a perfect record in the Hall of Finals. 4 wins in 5 years. And the opposition are different opponents. So that shows the competitiveness within the Hall.
Oh, yes. Our first one was against Newmarket, then Kilbrin, Minstrish and Ovantier. You know, I suppose they're all the top teams along with ourselves in the last few years. So, yeah, it's good to meet them all and beat them all. Personally, I prefer to be meeting anyone else besides Banty when I was involved with them myself for many, many years. So at least we got over the line anyway and job done.
Yeah, so of course they are the Drumtariff. They contested last season's county final only to come up short there to Ballygiblin in the latter stages in that final in Parky Ring. So was it difficult to motivate the troops at the start of this campaign?
No, John, no. We only had a lot of injuries all through the year, really. That was the only thing that kept us down a bit early on in the year. But no, these are a very easy bunch to motivate. There's no problem that way. I suppose Ballygiblin have shown what they're made of too now. They're in the higher grade county final as well now. So, you know, maybe we didn't give them as much respect as what they deserved as well. They're a good, solid team, you know.
And as you said, they are the Drumtariff and Banteer, are near neighbours and very close connections between the two clubs down through the years. But today, Drumtariff entered the fray as warm favourites.
Ah, yeah, sure, I suppose. That's probably over the farm over the last few years, really. Banteer didn't reach the final since 2017. And they won it that year, you know. Look, they're a great bunch of lads. I sit inside their dressing room there, you know. Great servants there. The Carneys and the Roaches and Brendan Weathers and Kevin Tarrant. And, of course, Pellis. He's like, I don't know where he gets the energy from at his age, you know, to keep going. They've done savage Trojan work for Banteer over the years, so we have great respect for them, you know.
Yeah, stalemate there in the opening exchanges. The sides were deadlocked on 4 occasions before Drumtariff's intensity grew, and that was highlighted by on a fine Darren O'Connor goal.
Yeah, you know, we expected it to be close for a while. We actually expected it to be closer even at halftime. But, you know, I suppose we just had a bit of legs in them, I suppose, really, which makes the breaks and you get away from fellas. That's probably was the difference even in the earlier stages when after the first 10 minutes it was close, you know.
So like during the second half there, the game was done and dusted there at the 3-quarter stage. Drumtariff capabilities there of chipping over a sequel of points.
Yeah, you know, I suppose, look, it was easy in the last 15 minutes to bang over scores. You know, and the opposition at that stage always kind of threw the towel in because it looked like the game was gone for them. So, you know, I wouldn't read into that too much. I don't think the scoreline was, you know, maybe there was 7 or 8 or 10 points in it max, like, you know, but we probably weren't 13 points better, really.
So, like, today, a great day for Drumtariff, but a little bit of sadness today in the sense that the passing there of your club secretary a week ago, Noel O'Sullivan, club secretary for over 25 years.
Yes, we dedicated this today to Noel. He was always in the dressing room with me, so...
Yeah.
Great man, yeah, great man.
Certainly an emotional day, John. So the John Joe Brosnan Cup is retained. Next up is a county quarterfinal against North Cork opponents. So obviously you'll be keeping a close eye on the happenings in the Avenue final next week.
Yes, definitely we'll be going to see that. I expect Kilshannock to come out, to be honest, which you've seen the rest of them playing as well. They're a good, strong, physical team and great players all over the field. It'll be a very tough battle now against them, I'll be honest with you. Last year, Ballygiblin only beat them, I think, in the last puck of the game in Avenue, so I expect a big battle there.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.